Tell her that.
Hey, good morning to you. Yeah, I think that's a good song to play.
Black in America. This one's called Black and Blue. Soledad reports on the cops in our community and how we react to them. Do I have that correct?
Yeah, you know, we thought it was a good time, and it's ended up, I think, with this Ferguson grand jury verdict coming down, turning out to be a really interesting timing around the interaction between police and the black community, which I think we see in Ferguson is a completely disaster. You have a community that hates the police. You have the police that seem to really hate their community. And obviously what you end up getting is a complete mess, things falling apart. We looked at the NYPD post the look at stop and frisk by the courts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you see the number of stop and frisk stops going down, but I think people haven't really analyzed just what it does to someone's psyche to be stopped over and over and over again, and how cell phones have really changed how we look at these stops and how we look at mostly young black men and Latino men who are, in some cases, one guy we profiled was stopped, you know, 100 times by the police, often mm-hmm. in front of his professors as he's going to college, often in front of his classmates. That kind of thing is incredibly humiliating, but often if things aren't caught on camera, it's hard to prove that your civil rights have been violated.
The thing I like about your Black in America series is that it shows white people the things that we already know. And do you think that is the case with this one that's coming on tonight?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a very complicated issue. We have a black cop we talk to who talks about how he himself has been stopped and frisked, and how he feels about it, and how, you know, what he thinks his job is in his own community. You know,
tell me this. Black cops who are viewed in our community sometimes as the same way we view a Darren Wilson sometimes. What makes them want to be cops after going through their common black experience of being harassed by cops themselves before they become cops?
You know, I think the officer that we talked to would say, my dad was a cop. He was successful. I love my dad. I thought he contributed to the community. He made a community safer. And that's what I want to do. I love my community. And that's why I'm a police officer. And yeah,
most of them are police officers because they come from police officers?
Sometimes. And I think most of the police we talked to, whether they were white or black or Latino or Asian, were, listen, I wanted to serve people. I really wanted to help out the community. What we're interested in is that intersection of how do you keep crime out of a community, which I think any law-abiding citizen would want, and not criminalize or trample on the civil rights of people who are, you know, minding their own business. The young man who we profile, who's been stopped 100 times, has had no legal issues. I mean, he's never been in trouble with the law. He just is, you know, fits the profile, and so is constantly stopped to the point where his mother is panicked when he goes out at night. You know, he's a young man, and he's, you know, more worried about what the police will do to him than he is about any criminal element in his community.
Do you see any improvement, Soledad, in the relations as a result of all of these situations involving the black communities and,
you know,
the cops?
You see the numbers, the actual numbers of stops and frisks have gone way down. And yet, if you ask people in those communities where those numbers have actually gone down, they would say they haven't really seen any real change. It doesn't feel like it's significantly better. I know that certainly the new police commissioner, or second time around, police commissioner Breton is trying to make a change, but I think he'll be judged very, very strongly on that.
A texter wants to know, will Black in America series be on a DVD set?
No, that's a great question. I own the series, so possibly, sure. Why not?
All right.
Sure, why not?
Soledad, it comes on tonight.
Great job as usual.
On CNN. Nice. It's called Black in America, Black and Blue on CNN tonight.